Alleluia. La vostra via cano. Hallelujah. And welcome to the house of prayer. We give God praise and we magnify him in the name of Jesus. This morning, we're going to pray. I need you to lift your hands with me. Even if you're not, if you're watching this after we go live, I need you to lift your hands with me. Repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That noise that you hear, they're praying also in the corner over there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to pray with me. Lift up your hands. We bless you, for you are worthy of all praises. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy and you are righteous, and there is none like you. There is absolutely none like you. We magnify you on this day in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Father, that you would forgive all sin and unrighteousness. If there's anything in their atmosphere, in their lives that is not like you, we're asking, Lord, that you would condemn it and wash it away by the blood, cleansing them and lifting them up by your holy name. Father, drench them in your blood. Baptismal, color them your color. Let your people understand that you are the only true and living God. Let your purpose and your plan go forth in the lives, forgiving them of all sin and unrighteousness. We're going to be commanding healing. We're going to be commanding deliverance. Yes. We're going to be asking you, Lord, to lift them up from where they are and place them in a new place. We're going to ask God to show you what he desires from your life. We're going to be praying for everyone that has asked for prayer. We give you praise. We magnify you, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Before we get started with the list, I just want to make sure the prayer lines should be open in about 2 weeks, and we'll let you know. You'll be able to pray during prayer service before we go live, and while we're live, you'll be able to call in and pray with someone live, because some of you are contacting us through text and asking for prayer, which is awesome. Please keep doing that. You'll be able to call in live. We'll have phones set up, and you'll be able to call in, and one of the saints will be praying with you live. And so we're asking you, you can email us your prayers. You can call us and leave a message on that 877 number. Just follow the prompts. You can text us your prayer request, and then you'll be able to call and actually get prayer at that moment from a prayer warrior. So we thank you, all of you that support us in so many ways. Parts of your support are the reason these things are able to happen. And we thank God for you in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for Jamal and Dora, amen, and Malik, that the mighty God will have his perfect way and that all will go well for you in the name of Jesus. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you are fully aware of the situation and what's happening. You are aware of what's going on. Let your presence fill that atmosphere and bring joy, power, and authority. Let your presence fill that. Give them peace, give them safety, and give them joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And Larisha, is that name on there from this morning? What was the name? What's the girl name?
Giselle.
The Olamieta Nyo Sarir. She had the aneurysm. Lechiso Lamia while she was cooking. Simielo Otarut. Father, we all know that you're able. We all know that you are more than capable of healing and deliverance. We all know, Father, that there is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. The Lord said he is placing some anointing in this. So when you take it back, you'll be wearing some of the anointing. hamisto, amor, aneurysms. Father, you're able to heal. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything dark that is not, if there's anything in that atmosphere that's not like you, yes, remove it, yes, so that your presence can enter in and heal and deliver. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. First on the list, Brother Ryan.
Karen Fox.
Oh my God. My sister, Karen Fox, fellow soldier in the army of the Lord. Awesome woman of God, awesome. Under attack by the enemy. She's been in the trenches, or as President Trump said, in the swamp for a minute. She's tired. I get that. But we need you. We need you on the front line. We need you on the battlefield. We need you sending out information. We need you holding up the bloodstained banner. Somebody's got to do it. Yes. We need you to fight. I know it's tough. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. But God, greater is He that's in you, Karen, than anything that the enemy can do to you. And we got your back, Jack. We got you. We're here for you. Yes. Yes. Bless my sister and her family and those that are closest to her and her atmosphere. Give her the peace and the joy, the power and the strength to press forward. Because one day the door will close and it'll all be over. Hold fast. We got you. In Jesus' name, La Lotusa.
Myra, salvation and forgiveness from God.
Malasiko la Masarira. Myra, salvation, the door is open.
Yes.
And salvation is here.
Yeah.
If you want salvation, all you gotta do is ask.
Yes.
If you want salvation, it is as close as your lips. All you have to do, anybody that's looking for salvation, do this with me. Raise your hands and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all.
Father God,
in the name of Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I am not worthy.
I have offended you.
I'm just as guilty
as those
who nailed you
to the cross.
I am just as guilty
as those
who pierced you
in the side.
I am just as guilty
as those
who spit in your face.
But I come to you
humble,
asking
forgiveness.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my unrighteousness.
Forgive me of my ways.
And accept me
as your own.
Help me
to walk with you
in spirit
and in truth.
And I give
all of me
to all of you.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it's done.
Yes.
Salvation is done. It's that close. It's that simple. It's just like that.
Yes.
Nobody have to knock, slam dunk you and throw you into the wall. Nobody has to push you. You can even say this in a room with just you and the Lord.
Yes.
You don't need an audience. All you need is Christ. Because when you confess to Christ, you already have an audience because the angels are listening to that confession. And heaven rejoices for every confession that goes before God of giving God. Heaven rejoices. And so if you, and that confession, turning your life over to Christ, when you do that, not only do you, they throw a party for you in heaven, but your whole life at that moment changes. Because you are no longer on the Titanic, you are now been transferred to the Ark.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you give your life to Christ, the Lord picks you up off the Titanic and places you on the ark.
Yes.
That you will be saved and you will then have salvation. It's that simple. That was good, wasn't it? It's just that simple. You're no longer a part of a dying ship. You are now a part of the living God.
Yes.
Amen. Salvation is within your reach. Just reach.
Yes.
Amen. What's next, son?
Becky wants to pray for her husband, Nate, to turn his heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
Oh. Becky, I get that. I seem to hear that a lot. Only God, first of all, you're right. Only God can change a stony heart to a living heart. Only God can do that. But it is a choice that must be made by the person who needs their heart changed. But here's what you can do. You can make that atmosphere as holy as you can. If you are able to play worship music in that atmosphere, if they can sometimes catch you on your knees praying out loud for them, if they can see you reading your Bible, not trying to push your Bible on them, not trying to push and cram your belief down their throat, but just being just doing it in your daily walk, and they walk up and see you praying. It's nothing like your children walking in the room and they see you praying, on your knees praying. It's nothing like when you're praying for someone and you're calling out their name and they're at the other end of the door listening. See, if you set the atmosphere, God may be able to ease in and do something. You can't make them want God, but if you can set the atmosphere so that the fruit can grow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all understand? Your job is to set the atmosphere. It may not be easy depending on what your atmosphere is.
Yeah.
They may be against everything that is God.
Yes.
But they can't stop you from humming or singing or praying. They can't stop you from doing what you do in the car when ain't nobody there but you. Amen.
Yeah.
When you cooking or cleaning or whatever it is that you do, when you at work, they can't stop that. And so you do what you can. And leave it up to God to do the rest. Because God is a gentleman. He's not going to make you love him. But he will invite you and allow you to love him. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Kathleen, for her daughter to stop hearing the voices that are in her head and to desire a relationship with God. And also for Kathleen, she has some open wounds.
Yes. Did we pray for them last week?
Yes.
Amen. I remember that. Again, When it's with those voices in your head, it sounds like the pineal gland is open, or you're in an atmosphere that allow demons to hang out, and so they may have attached themselves to you or to her, and every time a little piece heads her way, they're attacking the piece. And so you need to make sure that whatever's in that atmosphere, just like before, you need to make it inviting to Christ.
Yes.
You need to make the demons uncomfortable in your atmosphere. Because if you're cussing and smoking, that's their hangout. That's what they like. You know, you watching stuff and doing stuff. They hang out in atmospheres like that. But if you make that atmosphere uncomfortable for demons to hang out in, and then you start rebuking them, that will cleanse that atmosphere.
Yes.
And that could remove. Now, if they're going to sleep with earpieces, pumping stuff in their head while they're asleep, you don't know what these kids are listening to. I don't even know how to have a tablet or the phone in her room. When it's nighttime, all that stuff come to me.
That's right.
Right? Amen. You have to control what's going on in that mind, on the TV, oh, they don't do radios anymore, but on the TV, on the YouTube, on the whatever mode of information they're getting.
Yeah.
You have to control that.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so you control that atmosphere and you make God prevalent in that atmosphere. And they start seeing things and hearing things. Go in there and start a prayer service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Get you some oil and just start in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You start a prayer service right in there. Ain't no demon gonna hang out for that.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You start crying out in there by the blood of Jesus. The name of teach that child how to cry out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I reject that. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That'll clear them demons out. Because they ain't trying to hear no name of Jesus. They know what that means. They're not trying to hear that. Amen. And as far as the wounds are concerned, I would like to do something. I would like to send you some oil that you would dab on the wounds in the name of Jesus. If you contact us, call us at the 877 number, email us something. Give us your information how to get this to you. And this ain't for no $19.95. We don't do that. We'll send it to you. And then in the name of Jesus, you start anointing. I'll pray over it. In the name of Jesus, you start anointing those areas and see what God says about it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Sean, a shadow entered his room and tried to take hold of him.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that a lot. Again, same thing. Same thing. Let the presence of God enter into that atmosphere and cleanse it. Because even if the demons are not in you, there's something in that atmosphere that allowed them to attach itself possibly to you or trying to attach itself to you. Amen? And so we need to cleanse that atmosphere so that God is the dominating spirit in that room. Amen? Because if God is not the dominating spirit in that room, anything's liable to show up. Amen? You have to have an active, effective prayer life, because if you are not praying, anything is open season. If you are a believer and you're not praying on a regular basis, you're inviting anything in. Because listen, prayer is like raid. You keep that raid going, ain't nothing coming through that. Wherever you spray, ain't nothing coming through there. And if it gets through, you got an extra bottle in the closet. You go there, it and it keeps everything at bay.
Amen.
Amen? So That's my prayer for you. But we're going to pray for you anyway. What's his name again? John.
Sean.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Sean right now.
Sean.
Sean, we're praying for Sean right now. Father, whatever enemy, whatever demons that are trying to attach itself to him, we cancel it out and rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And what was the girl's name before them? Kathleen? Kathleen. Same with Catherine.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever demons that are trying to attach yourself to them, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That is not of God. We cancel the plans of the enemy. Come on, Sharia. As far as the healing of the sores, let your perfect will be done. Lay hands on your own self in the name of Jesus. And command healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Command deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command these things, these atmospheres to change
yes.
so that you, Lord, will have the authority and the power over them. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Who's next?
2-month-old Jacob Soriano has blockage in his bowels.
2 months.
2 months.
2 months. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. What's the name, Jacob?
Jake.
Father, you know this baby. 2 months. This baby is yours. Break up whatever the enemy is trying to do. Break it up. Break it up. Give that baby peace, comfort, healing, and deliverance. Give it to that baby.
Jesus. Yes.
Cancel the attack on that family.
Yes.
Cancel the attack on that family.
Yes.
And give that baby peace.
Yes.
Hikosan, healing, deliverance, and joy.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
From our brother Brandon in Colorado.
Brandon, yes.
To pray for 2 family members, Bobby and Elias. Bobby has went from stage 4 to stage 3 cancer.
Mm.
Had surgery, praying that it gets removed.
Yes, that's heading in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen. First, let's pray for Bobby.
Bobby.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bobby, you need to know within yourself that you can make it. You cannot depend on other people to make sure you make it. You need to have a relationship strong enough with God to know for yourself that you can do this. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You need to understand that I can stand for God on my own. Everybody needs somebody to lean on sometime, but you cannot allow who you lean on to be your crutch. God must be the one you lean on. You need to understand that God has strengthened you to do his work. And don't let the enemy make you think that you can't do this. Don't let your circumstances cause you to feel that you can't make this, that you are unequipped. You can do this. You can stand strong. You can stand tall. And you can draw others unto Christ.
Yes.
You can do this, but you have to want this more than you want anything else.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because if you don't want God more than you want anything else on this planet, that's a problem.
Yes.
Now, what's the baby, what the brother's name?
Elias.
Elias.
Older gentleman stopped taking his psychophrenia medicine. He needs housing. They want to pray that he gets to the right home so he can get the help he needs.
Yes. Oh, psycho what?
Psychophrenia medicine.
Oh, yeah. The schizophrenia. We don't know what they put in these drugs. And even if they told us, we still wouldn't know. God is a mind regulator. God can fix that mind. God can speak and that mind will start clicking and that mind will fall back in line the way God has prescribed it. I've seen God do stuff. I know that God is amazingly able. God can give housing. God can give you substance, what you need. God is able. But the first thing that has to be done, you have to bring it to God and give it to God and give God your permission to do what he chooses with you and it. Because if you don't give God permission to have his way with you, y'all understand? Once you give it to God, say, Lord, I can no longer handle this. I can't fix it. I can't change it. I can't control it. I need you to take this over. I need you to do this, Lord. And once you give it over to God in Jesus' name, and then you don't try to dictate what he can and cannot do, God will. It's not that he can. God will fix it. But you need to make sure that you give it over to God. What's that? What's his name again?
Elias.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Elias.
Yes, Lord.
He needs to give himself wholly, fully, and completely unto you. He needs to come to you with his hands raised and his heart in his hand, handing it to you, Father, saying, Lord, do with me as you will, and I assure him that you will heal him and deliver him and provide for him if he gives his whole life to you. I have assured him, Father, that you will do that in the name of my Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And what was the other name?
From Brandon.
Yeah.
It was Bobby.
And
Bobby and Elias.
Okay. Okay. Amen. What else you got?
Lastly, from Chris from Alabama.
Chris from Alabama. Is that our Chris?
Yeah.
Amen.
The devil is trying to get to his cousin. The doctors gave her 2 months to live.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling with support from her husband. She's praying for her salvation.
Yes. Chris, First of all, I am ecstatic that you are back in ranks.
Yes.
I am beside myself with thanksgiving to our God that brought my brother back into the fold.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are praying with you and your family.
Yes.
What was the name of the cousin again?
The cousin.
I get that. La Ikutasan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Chris's cousin.
Yes.
You know the circumstance.
Yes.
You know the heart.
Yes.
You know the mind.
Yes.
You know the will.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you can heal her.
Yes.
You can fix that situation.
Yes.
In spite of what the doctors have said, you can fix this. We've seen it done. Father, we've seen you do stuff when they give them months to live. They said, they gave me, and you, Lord, you can do this.
Yes.
Allow your will
yes.
to encamp around her life,
yes.
protecting her from those that would do her harm,
yes.
and bringing in those that have been sent by you
yes.
to bless her and to heal her and to deliver her, but most importantly, to make sure that her mind is in your heart, that she has given her life over to you, that she is now walking, talking, and believing in Christ Jesus, that she is believing that you are who you said you are, and that she has accepted you as Lord and Savior. Father, let your perfect will be done. And whatever the problem is with her husband, you understand. You alone understand. You can fix or separate. Whatever your choice, whatever is right, you can make it happen. But I do command, according to your will for her life, healing and deliverance. Comfort to those that are comforting her, and joy to her in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I want to pray for Octavia and her husband and the new baby. Oh my goodness. That could be a Gerber baby. That's a beautiful baby. God does some good work, y'all. Because the Bible says it is He that had made us and not we ourselves.
Yes.
That baby belongs to God and to our family in Hawaii.
Yes.
Not just the family on the farm, but all of our believers in Hawaii.
Yes.
All the members in Hawaii that belong to this house. We give God praise and we elevate God for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm thinking that's it for the prayer this morning. Amen. Remember, contact us. We want to pray for you. It doesn't matter if you are a member of S4C or not. If you are on the planet Earth, we want to pray for you. Amen. If you are a member of the human race, we want to pray for you. If you are anything else, don't contact us. We're not trying to hear from you. If you are anything other than what I just mentioned, do not call us. We don't want to talk to you. Amen. And we rebuke you in advance in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen.